أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين إن يمسسكم قرح فقد مس القوم قرح مثله وتلك الأيام نداولها بين الناس وليعلم الله الذين آمنوا ويتخذ منكم شهداء والله لا يحب الظالمين وليمحص الله الذين آمنوا ويمحق الكافرين صدق الله العظيم. Inshallah, we continue with verses number 139, 140 and 141 of Surah Al Imran. Very quickly recapping, these are the verses which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had revealed during the battle of Uhud, and we had discussed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam reinforced the battlefield by placing 50 archers on the mountain pass, which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam felt that the Sahaba will be vulnerable, knowing that that was a weak spot, that the Quraysh, the Kuffar, would be able to come through, and hence Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed this 50 archers, giving them the instruction that they are not to move until a further instruction from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These archers moved from their post. Khalid bin Walid, at that time, who had not embraced the deen of Islam, found the weak spot and he penetrated the Muslim forces through this mountain pass. And hence Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum was sandwiched, facing now the enemies from both sides, the result of which was that many Sahaba, 70 or according to some narration, 75 Sahaba had become shaheed. Many Sahaba were also injured, and above all, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was injured. He lost his Mubarak tooth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was struck with a blow, and hence Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had fallen, and there was the rumor that wa na'udhu billah Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had become shaheed. All of this had created some kind of weakness of heart amongst the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In certain narrations, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, it was at this point that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had lost heart with all these issues at hand. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the other hand, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beseeching Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and saying to Allah ta'ala that, O Allah, there is no quwwat, O Allah, there is no strength except from you. That this is the small group that is defending your deen. And if this group cannot defend your deen, then of course Madina Munawwara becomes vulnerable, because we will remember that these Sahaba with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left Madina Munawwara. Now Madina becomes vulnerable, and obviously the Quraysh forces had now the open passage to Madina Munawwara. And what would then happen is that they may attack Madina Munawwara, and then there would be nobody to worship you ever till the day of Qiyamah. This is the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making. On the other hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reveals this ayah, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, addressing the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the first addressees, and then of course the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on occasions like these, that we should remember this ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that do not become faint hearted, do not lose your courage, wala tahzanu, and do not grieve, wa antumul a'loun, and you will be have the upper hand, in kuntum mu'mineen, if you only believe, if you have iman, that this is the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that is making the call. You have the iman that the power and the quwwat belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have the iman that obedience belongs only to Allah ta'ala and to His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes in this narration of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to recite this ayah, and Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum had gotten up, the archers had gotten up, and they had begun to shoot the arrows towards the Quraysh forces, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had then given them supremacy over the Quraysh, and the result of it was that they had were able to stop the onslaught of the Quraysh army against the mu'mineen and against the believers, and hence in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted that dominance to the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum on that particular occasion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum the comfort of their hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them the solace that here there is loss of lives, there are those that have become injured, and above all, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is injured. This was also something that hurt the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Many had felt it was their own doings, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles them saying, إِيَّمْ سَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُ. If qarh, if injury had afflicted you, then certainly injury had afflicted the community, the people, the nation, and that refers to the Quraysh. Also similarly, that like you have losses of lives, like their injuries now that have been afflicted to the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, then it had happened before on the occasion of Badr. They were also afflicted with such losses and such injuries and such pain. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. And these days we revolve between mankind. Revolve between mankind here refers to the fact that there will be sometimes victory that will be your lot, sometimes victory may be their lot. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring these conditions upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we perceive that there is these kind of defeats that will come upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses some of the issues and some of the reasons. Allah says, وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, so that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala may know those who have brought perfect iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now Allah ta'ala had known all the time from before, but here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show those who have brought iman. Allah ta'ala wants to show them out their steadfastness, that they remain steadfast with our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, particularly on the battle of Uhud, those sahaba that had remained defending our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The munafiqeen had left long time ago, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had divided, and Allah ta'ala had shown the difference between nifaq, hypocrisy, and true iman. And this has been the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that these conditions come upon the ummah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows then those who have steadfastness insofar as the iman is concerned. Secondly, وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take, in other words, Allah ta'ala will bring about martyrs from amongst you, that Allah ta'ala gives the ummah, Allah ta'ala gives ummatis the opportunity of becoming shuhada, of becoming martyrs. If these conditions do not prevail and there is victory upon victory, then how would the ummatis that have the desire of becoming shuhada and becoming martyrs for the sake of Allah, how would they give their lives and how would they spill their blood for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So these conditions are sure to come, and hence Allah ta'ala revolves these days between the enemies of Allah and between the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu la yuhibbu al-zalimeen, reinforcing the fact that it doesn't mean that they have these temporary victories. Allah ta'ala has any form of love in their hearts. Allah ta'ala does not love the zalimeen, the wrongdoers. Do not have the wrong wrong end of it, that Allah has some kind of love for them. It is not the love for them that Allah has. Allah loves the believers, and it is these tests that Allah Ta'ala puts the believers through. And then Allah says, وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and so that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala may purify those who have brought iman. The purification here is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala tests them, and Allah Ta'ala purifies their hearts. Their iman strengthens in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Whatever may have been in their hearts, all of it melts away, and they become very steadfast insofar as the deen, the yaqeen, and the iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is concerned. So these are the occasions that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala utilizes to purify the believers. And then last, وَيَمْحَقَ الْكَافِرِينَ, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala obliterates the unbelievers. That now what happens is they become filled with themselves, that they think that they have got the victory, and so now their enmity grows against the deen of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Their plot and their plannings will carry on against the deen of Allah. Then they do not realize that this is the rope from Allah Rabbul Izzat, and then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala cuts their roots, and Allah Ta'ala destroys them. And we had seen that in the life of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So similar are the situations that the Ummah goes through even at these times. So on the one hand, these are some of the reasons, and obviously on the other hand, it takes us to turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, that we need to leave our sins, our disobedience to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Turn firmly towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, seek from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and undoubtedly we will see the nusrat and the help of Allah Ta'ala come. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa